Good morning, good night, and welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. What's up, friends? I'm Jamie Grace. I'm so glad that you guys are here. Today's episode is a late night party. What time is it over here? It's 7:07. We're wild out in these streets. You guys, I want to do kind of like a little life update episode and just share with you guys what's been up in the world of Jamie Grace, just in case you don't follow me on Insta or something like that. I'm going to talk a little bit about my family, also about work stuff, singing stuff, that big old announcement, just in case you didn't know. I just kind of wanted to share with you guys what's been up lately. But before I do, I want to say thank you to everybody that's been listening, subscribing, and I also want to talk about leaving a review. So I recently got a review that just really blessed me, and I wanted to share it with you guys. It's from Adam Weber. He was on the podcast a few weeks ago. And he said, Jamie is honest, hilarious, loves Jesus, and she puts into words what many of us are thinking. She's real about the highs and lows of our life in a way that encourages me to keep going. Each episode makes me want to be her friend even more. Adam Weber, that is so nice. Your check is in the mail. Just kidding, guys. I didn't pay him at all. I didn't even ask him to do that. He just did that because he's a nice person. A super cool pastor that if you did not hear our episode, you got to go back and listen to it. It's 1 or 2 weeks back. So thank you so much, Adam. And thank you to everybody that leaves a review. Right now, the podcast is a 5 out of 5 star rating. That is insane. That's so cool. So if you want to leave a review, just head on over to iTunes. Even if you don't listen through iTunes, you can leave a review on iTunes and just be like, yo, this podcast is decent. Or I listen to this while I clean my toenails and it gets me through that 35 minutes that I don't really think it should be 35 minutes to clean your toenails. But anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for leaving a review. It helps other people find this show, and I'm super grateful that you guys do that. Bye-bye. You want to tell your iPad bye-bye? Why don't you take it to Daddy, okay? Daddy will fix it. Awesome. Daddy will fix it for you. So, guys, in case it's not obvious, Isabella is here. We're just honestly hanging out as a family right now. My studio is, like, right off of her playroom slash our loft. And so this is kind of what Saturdays look like for us. We really try to keep the first half of the day, or actually just kind of depends on which weekend it is and kind of what I've had going on. But because Erin works like a traditional job during the week and I'm often home with her during the week if she's not at my parents, when we get to Saturday, usually like at some point half of the day is like I'm in my studio just kind of catching up whatever I wasn't able to get done for the week, hence a later evening recording right now. And Erin is, as you might be able to hear, watching a game while Bella just kind of bounces around playing with toys and stuff like that. So it's fun. We love our life and that sounded so weird. We love our life. Who just says that? That was a weird sentence. I mean, we do, but it was just like a weird thing to say. Like, yeah, guys, and I love my piano and I love my guitar and I love this table and I love my family. It was just, I was just odd timing. I don't know. Anyways, that is what our Saturdays look like. So you may hear Bella in and out of the background of this. So guys, okay, what's been up? So I'm going to tell you guys some work stuff and then we're going to come, like music stuff, and then we're going to come back to the family, kind of family updates and stuff. But yeah, so in case you don't follow me on socials, then you don't know, you might not know, but I auditioned for American Idol. It was super fun, and there is much more to the story and experience to those brief sentences and phrases, but there's not a ton that I can share right now. And so I don't know if or when my audition will be aired. The show is airing right now. And so it's like every Sunday night. And then like, so tomorrow night, if you're listening to this in real time, and I will let you guys know if I know if or when my audition will be aired. And so that was a really fun experience that I'm really grateful that I got to do. And like I said, there's more to the story, but I can't give anything away. And there's also stuff that I don't know. I mean, of course, there are other contestants that I got to meet and become friends with, and we'll be, you know, texting and messaging each other like during each other's auditions, like, wait, I didn't know that happened. What in the world? So yeah, it's a lot of things that I'm just finding out even now. And that's really cool and exciting. So stay tuned to my podcast. Well, to my Instagram story, honestly, is the best place to get the latest info, but also you can listen to the podcast as well, and I'll be recapping my experience as I can. Okay, so that is kind of what's been up with me music-wise. As you guys might know, I do have a Patreon, which is how you can support this podcast and support my music if you want to. And so there I post on Mondays, I post like a new song, I post a new cover. So this coming Monday I'm posting This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. And it's different than a YouTube cover because these are actual covers that I go in and produce, playing instruments and using samples and doing all this. It's like really fun just to kind of explore production wise and creativity wise. And so having a lot of fun doing that over on Patreon, and then they eventually get shared like on YouTube and iTunes and stuff like that. So make sure you're following me on all the socials. So that is the latest with all of my singing. And then as far as this podcast goes, you guys, I mean, you probably know at this point, like two things that are really important to me are pop culture and mental health. I mean, I could sit here and talk all day about like the music that I grew up on and be like, oh, Switchfoot this, or VeggieTales, or, you know, Kirk Franklin this. And then at the same time, I'm like, oh, Cinderella Story, you know, Spy Kids. And then I'm also like, guys, if you have anxiety, we need to talk about this. You know, those things are so important to me. And so getting to do this podcast and find that like way that, you know, pop culture has shaped who we are today, how the music and the movies and the TV shows that we love and that we grew up on impact who we are today. Like, oh my goodness, this podcast is so much fun to do. And in just a few weeks, on March 13th, we are going to be taking it to a different level. And I'm going to be doing a live Zoom where we're going to watch High School Musical together. All you have to do, it's totally free to sign up. All you have to do is go to jamiegrace.com/movie night, and you can sign up and you can get all your questions answered. And we're going to have a movie night together. I'm going to do a full commentary on the movie. I've seen it enough times to where I could probably do the commentary without watching the movie. But you want to make sure that you have access to the movie, whether like Disney Plus, I'm pretty sure it's on there. A lot of us own the DVD, so make sure you queue up the movie. We're going to press play together, and I'm going to share all of my thoughts with you. And again, you can find that info at jamiegrace.com/movie night for my totally free movie night. You can also check my Instagram stories if you're listening to this on Saturday or Sunday before the 24 hours runs out, because I'm going to post on my story about it tonight. So I'm really excited, and I just want to make sure I say another thank you to Patreon for making stuff like that happen. I would not be able to do movie nights without Patreon. We've actually done movie nights before. We've done Jingle Jangle. We did The Greatest Showman. And that is actually how I kind of tested it out to see if that was something that I even wanted to do. So I was like, I don't know what this is going to be like, people watching me watch a movie. And then I was like really insecure to like have my microphone on. I was like, oh my goodness. And people were like, wait, we want to know what you're saying. Like, why are we at a silent movie? So Patreon, they are so great. But all of you are great, and you're all invited to movie night. And I absolutely cannot wait. And I do want to piggyback really quick. I meant to mention this because I mentioned Adam earlier. And then I also was just talking about mental health. If you have not caught up on the podcast, totally cool. I get it. I save episodes for rainy days too. But if you haven't caught up, I do want to tell you some great places to start. So we did an episode a few weeks ago called Unique Therapy with Kat DeFatta. She is so cool. She's a therapist, but she's cool. Not that therapists aren't cool. I said it like all therapists are lame, but sometimes the stigma, especially in pop culture, the stigma of what therapy is just totally different from what it can be in real life. And so if you've ever considered therapy, you think you might want to try it out, then you should totally listen to the episode called You Need Therapy with Kat DeFatta. And then Adam Weber, mentioned him at the beginning of the podcast. If you're not sure if therapy is something that you want to pursue right now, but if you're maybe even considering church, a faith journey, if you want to grow in your faith journey, if the church has stressed you out the last year or 15 years or however long, Adam Weber's episode is a great place to go as well. And then next Saturday, I'm having Liz Bohannon on the website. On the website. What? On my MySpace page. Liz Bohannon, she wrote a book called Beginner's Pluck, and she is so much fun. I wanted to have her on the podcast because I was like, your book is yellow and you seem nice. Like, her book is so pretty. Like, the actual book is so pretty. So it's like, the book is pretty and you seem like a nice person. And my sister said you're a nice person. So I think I should have you on the podcast. And then I like ended up reading the book and I was like, oh, wait, yes, yes, yes. Then I talked to her and it was way cooler than I thought it was going to be. So that is coming up next week. So make sure you subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend, as my husband would say. And I cannot wait. Yeah, I cannot wait for you guys to get to be a part of that as well. So another thing, this is the last thing that's kind of like work related, you know, I've got music stuff happening with American Idol and everything, got the podcast and all that fun stuff, movie night happening. The next thing, a lot of you guys already know this, is that I sell merch. You know, I have shirts that have like my song lyrics and stuff like that on there. But there's a poet by the name of Morgan Harper Nichols, and she's also my big sister, and she's an incredible artist. And she's been trying to tell me that I should draw more. And she actually gave me her iPad about 2 years ago. She had an extra iPad because she's just cool like that. I mean, you know, it's part of her job. So she has like an older iPad. And she was like, yeah, this is like one I'm not really using. You should draw on it. I tried it out a few times, but it just didn't really seem like it would be a good fit for me. And I've always felt really intimidated because my sister is such a good artist. I was like, well, there's no way that I could draw because she does this for her job. I'm just the singer. Like, there's no way I could do that. And she's really been pushing me and challenging me. My whole family, honestly, is always so supportive of like, try new things. Like, don't live to anybody else's expectation. Just like, try new things for yourself. So I've been doing that a lot lately. And if you go to my Instagram feed, you can see some of the clothes that I've been designing that have been added to my merch store. So we've got these taco joggers. We've got this really fun lavender gradient and this pastel geometric thing. I've always loved to draw, but I was just always so intimidated because my older sister is so much better than I am. And it's really fascinating because she's never said like, I'm so much better than you are. Like, she's always been like, do what you love, have fun. But it's amazing the pressure that we put on ourselves, right? Like, nobody else is even adding pressure to our lives and we're just like being irrational about stuff. But anyway, so that's the last little Jamie Grace work update, is that we've got some brand new merch in the store. I'll also put the link in the show notes where you can also check it out, but you can see it on my Instagram at Jamie Grace H. Okay, so family updates. You guys know that I'm married. I've been married for almost 3 years. Our anniversary is coming up in April. And we have a little girl. Her name is Isabella. She's a year and a half. And she's so much fun. Now, I know that a lot of people, like, okay, they're probably thinking like, oh, this is like a preggo update. No, it's not. Get out of my uterus. I just wanted to share with you guys just some fun little moments that I've had with my family lately. So last summer, we moved to Arizona. The pandemic changed a lot of things for a lot of people. And we really needed a change. And so we're so grateful that literally for different reasons, my family also happened to be moving here. And we're just so grateful that we're able to kind of quarantine with them, if you will. It's less than 10 of us in a group. We all get tested semi-regularly, like a different person. I don't know how to explain it, but we've all been tested and all that stuff. So we're able to like be safe and spend time together. And that is just such a huge blessing. So we live in Arizona now. We love it so much. I never thought that I would love Arizona like this, but it's kind of a vibe, you guys. It's kind of a vibe. So we've been having just, you know, fun together as a family. Bella's getting a little bit older. She's getting to that point where we can like have little adventures with her. So we have our little park dates. Aaron is so great at like coming up with little, I don't know if you hear them playing in the background, but he's so great at coming up with little like activities to do. So he'll be like, okay, Sunday's family day at the park. And that's been so much fun. Bella loves to go see the ducks. She loves animals, you guys. On Valentine's Day, I'll probably post this picture Sunday or Monday. Now she's screaming recreationally. But he set up like a little thing for us to go meet puppies on Valentine's Day, which was so great because I've always wanted her to meet a dog. Quarantine baby probs. She's never met a puppy or another toddler besides her cousin for that matter. So that's fascinating. But anyway, so that was really fun. I've been homeschooling Bella, which has mostly been like 1 to 2 days a week. And she loves sitting down at the table and learning and talking colors and shapes and she's actually not super into shapes right now. Colors, letters, and numbers. That's kind of where we're at. And so she loves doing that. I just emptied out half of our spice cabinet and I put like school books and stuff in the other half. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm such a homeschool mom, but I love it so much. So he gets her up early, or like in the morning when she gets up and gets her breakfast. And then when he goes off to work, I come downstairs and homeschool her. And that's when I remember. Some days I'm like, oh my goodness, it's still a pandemic. I need a nap. Here's your iPad. What? I'm just kidding. I would never do that. I'm a perfect mother. But no, that's actually like, it's funny because my best friend Destiny, and I have quite a few lovely best friends, but Destiny and I have been best friends since kindergarten. Me, Des, and Mariah, they're both doctors. I'm a singer. And I was talking to Des, she's a pediatrician, and I was actually asking her, I was like, look, dude, like my kid is really smart. She's 1.5. She can count to 20. She knows her ABCs. She can identify like a third of them, maybe a fourth. And she like knows most of her colors. Is it bad if she's looking at an iPad? Because I feel so guilty about that. And Destiny was just so gracious. And she was just like, dude, it's a pandemic, you know? I don't think we oftentimes process how heavy the weight of being quarantined can be. You know, we went out for burgers and shakes today, and we were sitting on a patio, and I picked the table that was the furthest from everybody. We were like, never, it was like, what, 10 feet, 20 feet away from people, maybe. Because I'm pretty strict about it. I don't even really like to leave the house, but if we do, I like to be really strict. And I was just thinking, like, this is heavy. Like, this is heavy. This is affecting us in ways that will not even be able to be processed for years to come. You know, ultimately, is it worth it? Yes. In the context of like wearing a mask and social distancing, like I'm glad that we're doing these things. I'm glad that for the most part, people in our community seem to honor that, but this is weighing heavy on us. And so just having that reassurance from a friend of just like, hey, if you don't feel emotionally capable of like getting up at 8 to go through the ABCs right now, like that's okay. Now, granted, like I want to make sure that I'm very clear about the privilege that I come from in that perspective, because, you know, like teachers don't have that option to just not get up and teach. But we're talking about this like within the framework and the context of like a stay-at-home mom still dealing with some PPD, and it's a 1.5-year-old and not a school-aged child. Who is also trying to work full time. But yeah, I love my humans, and I love my community. I love our village, and even the friends that are long distance like Destiny, who I haven't seen in literal years. I'm just grateful for their encouragement and support as we grow as a family and as Bella grows up, and as we try to navigate, you know, what that looks like for us, even in the middle of these uncertain times and unprecedented times. I think Bella is on the turn up in the background. But yeah, so the last thing that I was going to tell you guys, I mean, this isn't like a big shocker, is that we've been watching Cinderella every single day, the Brandy Cinderella, right? The one that we love. It's on Disney Plus. And in a few weeks, I'm going to do my What I've Been Watching episode. I do that a couple times a year, where I kind of recap what I've been watching on Netflix and Disney Plus and all that kind of stuff. So if you like watching TV, if you like watching movies, Aaron's watching some game. Somebody probably dunked a basketball. I don't know. I'm assuming they're winning. Go Westbrook. Yay. But if you like watching all that stuff, then again, you want to make sure you subscribe, because in a few weeks, I am going to be sharing. I'm going to be sharing my What I've Been Watching list. And there's a really fun movie on that list. I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff on that list, but there's something exciting in that movie list that I've actually never done before in the What I've Been Watching. And so make sure you subscribe. But yeah, guys, so that is my life update. I hope that you guys enjoyed hearing what's up with me, Jamie, and then the branches that are Jamie Grace, the singer, and Jamie Collins, the wife, even though those are like literally all my legal names, but you know what I mean. So I enjoyed sharing these little life updates with you guys, and I hope you enjoyed listening to them. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And if you really, 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 really like what you hear, then stay tuned after this commercial break really quick, because I am going to play a commercial from the dear Grandma Yolanda. In case you didn't hear last week, she is going to be making some appearances here on the podcast. So there's going to be a brief commercial, then Grandma Yolanda is going to speak, and I really hope that you guys will check it out. Thanks. Wait, what? Okay, bye. Hey, y'all, I wanted to take a quick moment to share with you some info about one of my favorite sponsors of the Jamie Grace podcast. Y'all, when quarantine first started, I was not very interested in this whole online counseling thing because it made me really anxious. And as someone that has anxiety, I had to figure something out because a lot of things make me anxious. Eventually, I gave it a try, and I have to say that it's been very beneficial for me. So I want you guys, if you need to check out Faithful Counseling. Whether you have an anxiety diagnosis or you are dealing with the everyday frustrations of life, I can promise you that you will find it beneficial to talk to a counselor through Faithful Counseling. You can go to faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace to learn more about the very affordable counseling that they have and the four different ways you can communicate with a clinical therapist. And if you'd like, they can incorporate some faith-based things as well into your counseling. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. That's faithfulcounseling.com/Jamie Grace. Good evening, darlings. Is it on? My name is Grandma Yolanda, and I wanted to come on the podcast today to talk to you guys. A lot of you guys, if you've been watching Jamie Grace on YouTube for a while, then you're quite familiar with my work. I know I've become sort of a celebrity over the years. Everybody's been wondering, where have you been? Where'd you go? What you doing? Is you breathing? Are you okay? Granny, are you okay? Are you okay, Granny? Yes, I'm okay, darlings. I'm okay. I took some time to spend the days, the beautiful, precious quarantine days with my granddaughter Rebecca, spelled like Rebecca in the Bible. We've been spending a lovely time together. Oh, I have so much to catch you up on. Anyways, I'm supposed to be reading an advertisement. Let me get the advertisement together. Okay, let's see. If you like it, then you should have. Oh, nope, that's not the advertisement. Okay, if you like the content that you're hearing, understand that it's independently funded. This doesn't sound very hopeful. My gosh, it doesn't sound like a commercial. It sounds like one of those sad things that they play back at the home. If you're allergic to the medication, don't take the medication. It might cause you to lose your license or something. Oh my goodness. Remember Olivia with the driver's license? She just got a driver's license and then that little boy was running around with that other girl. My goodness, I can't believe him. I can't believe him. I was telling my granddaughter Rebecca, like Rebecca in the Bible, I said, you gotta get it together. We're all in this together. Just like the song they sing on the show in the High School Musical, the television series of the elementary school. I'm telling you, back in my day, it would have been nothing like it. Anyways, back to my script here. If you like the content and you want to keep it happening and you want to keep it free, then join the community over at Patreon. At patreon.com/Jamie Grace, the link is in the description. It's $5 a month to sponsor this content if you like it. If you like it and you can't afford it, that's okay as well. Leave a review in the iTunes store. It's equally kind, but definitely cheaper.